says in the yearbook, the Sportscast podcast for busy flight attendants and nurses, especially considering how we just embarrassed ourselves in front of one. This keeps happening. Not that. Sports imitating life, and impressively so. And this isn't even a comprehensive list. There's many other examples besides this, but we dial it back to 2006, where Coke Zero, as it was called then, puts out a commercial featuring a grandfather and a grandson talking about several things, including the capital of the country, Djibouti. Now, that spring in 2007, the University of North Texas men's basketball team made the NCAA tournament, which put them in the sudden spotlight. And the same goes for one of their players, 26-year-old former Marine Rich Young. Now, this veteran served in Iraq, but also, of all things, he served in Djibouti, which made him an unlikely expert on the country, then featured in a national commercial. And he actually had seen the Coke Zero ad, and he thought it was funny. If you want to see the ad, search YouTube for Coke Zero Djibouti. YouTube will figure out what you mean, no matter how you spell Djibouti. A little bit later on, in 2011, the Adirondack Phantoms, minor league hockey team had a defenseman named Eric Gustafson. Now, that was at the exact same time that FedEx produced a funny commercial about a guy in witness protection named Eric Gustafson. The commercial, I believe, was actually called There Is No Eric Gustafson. And like Rich Young, the basketball player before him, the Adirondack Phantoms' Eric Gustafson had seen the FedEx commercial and thought it was funny. You want to see the ad, search YouTube for FedEx witness protection. And then Coke Zero struck again in 2013. They premiered a commercial showing a hockey coach dad trading his hockey star son, who was played by an actual hockey star, the NHL Steven Stamkos. Now, this was just either a month or just a few weeks prior to, in 2013, the Windsor Spitfires junior hockey team. The general manager, Warren Reichel, did indeed trade his hockey star son, Kirby, just like in the commercial. The commercials were called Sean Warford. That was the name of the commercial. The son got revenge on coach dad. In real life, the best revenge is living well. Kirby has seen time in the NHL and is currently in the Maple Leafs organization. You want to see that? Search Coke Zero Sean Warford. And just this September, Energizer Batteries puts out an ad where the bunny is playing football in full uniform and he's grabbed as he runs by the shirt tail. Now, he's grabbed by the shirt tail, but he drags the tackle and the ball in for a touchdown. And then just over a month later, San Diego State is at Hawaii, and San Diego State running back Rashad Penny is grabbed by the shirt tail by a Hawaii tackler and heading in the exact same direction on the field as the Energizer Bunny did. He actually outdoes the bunny, literally drags the tackler for 7 or 8 yards, although it didn't occur. It was a first down, but it didn't wind up being a touchdown on that play. Search YouTube for Energizer Bunny football to see it. Sports imitates life, and in real time, and all the aforementioned, the time between the commercial and the play was too short for anyone to fake any of this stuff. Irony in your face. These are all coincidences. Thank you so much for listening to That's What It Says in the Yearbook.